Recording, we're good.
Yeah, all right, so we reconvene, it's 4 o'clock, and I would like Mr. Robinson to introduce your last item of the day, which is administrative items, EO report.
Yes, thank you, Chair Wolf. This is item 11, the Executive Officer's Report. Table 1 of the EO report reflects water quality certification applications received for the period of January 19th to March 21st. And you'll notice there is a healthy number of those. I think some of that is a reflection of the abundant rainfall and what it does to roads and underpasses and things like that.
More to come in Santa Cruz County.
Right, and I think it's no different than Santa Barbara or other. And then table 2 is the loan cert issued for that period. Okay. Then moving on, unless I hear questions, I'm going to move on to the briefing on the Salinas pyrethroid sediment toxicity TMDL. This provides an update on the pyrethroid TMDL, sediment toxicity TMDL for the lower Salinas River watershed. You will recall this came before the board in May of 2016, 1 year ago. We were up in Watsonville. We did not conclude this item, although we concluded the hearing portion of this item. At the close of the item in May, the board directed staff to address several items and continue outreach to stakeholders. We delayed bringing this item back to the board while staff completed this work and to allow for a litigation associated with a similar TMDL for the Santa Maria River watershed to conclude. That has concluded now. And we will be bringing this item back to the board during the July meeting. And this is just a bit of a refresher. Last item that I was going to discuss in the EO report is the Buckley Road TCE update, field investigation at the San Luis Obispo County Airport did not identify a source for TCE and the TCE and a number of private wells adjacent to the airport. Staff has required several industrial properties near the wells and across the street from the airport to conduct field investigations. And reports from these investigations were submitted last Friday. Staff is currently evaluating those. We've kept the community apprised of progress through our Buckley webpage and through email lyrics list notification. We will also be conducting additional well sampling in the coming months to assess the impacts of the winter rains on well water quality in the area. And we'll, as we've been doing over the last year, we'll continue to update the board in EO reports as to our progress here on this case.
So a quick question for both of you, John and Thea. Probably sometime this year it would be good to have another community meeting. And although, you know, information is available, but I think it's valuable,
right,
and similar to the last time where you have county health, you know,
right,
a collective
discussion. Right.
So
we've been holding off in the hopes that we would identify the source and really have a meaty discussion about, okay, so what's the road ahead look like,
yeah,
with respect to replacement water and all the things you're familiar with when we talk about nitrate. They apply in this case, although the pollutant is TCE, and that hasn't manifested, and so I agree with what you're saying. We can't hold out forever and not have a public meeting, but that's the rationale behind not having one in December or in the early part of this year.
Yeah, because, you know, last year we implied, we didn't commit, but we implied that we
right.
would have a So sometime this year, you know, I'm not suggesting first quarter or second, but yes, yeah.
We did send a fact sheet that acknowledged that we were going to have a public meeting, and we didn't have enough data yet in order to warrant such a meeting, but we did provide, we continue to provide written communication, and we have people that call us, and we talk to them. We still have people calling to see if they can get their well sampled and that type of thing. One of the complications right now is that we issued our letters to require investigation to 3 properties along the Thread Lane. Only 2 have conducted. One of them is financially unable to do the work. So that puts kind of a, it's another complication that they could be the source. We just don't know because they don't have the ability to do the work. And so we did apply for funding ourselves at the Water Board through the SCAP account. It's the site cleanup account, where we would actually do some work, installing wells, doing soil gas, and that has been approved, but they're in the process right now of selecting a contractor. And contracting sometimes goes a little bit slower than we want it to go, so we're hoping that that will come to fruition pretty soon, because it's one of the most complex sites I've ever worked on. And we usually find the source relatively easily, and this one's been really a mind-boggling geology, not only geology, but contaminant distribution. So
since we assisted in providing funding, which, you know, thank you for doing that.
Well, it's for us to do the work.
Pardon me?
It's for actually us to do the work.
Yeah, but, you know, we did get the funding.
Yes,
right?
We did.
So for the contractor to be in place, do we have a timetable? Because, we all deal with contractors, even on the home site, and somebody says, yeah, we'll be here in 2 weeks. You use a 2.5 multiplier and you kind of get close to reality. So
no, we don't currently have a timetable for that. This contract is at kind of the umbrella level. It's at the State Water Board level. Taya references that we will direct a contractor when they're selected, and we will frame the scope of work that they will implement. But it's a state level contract going through the state contracting system, and we've asked about a timetable for that contract being in place such that we can implement the work, and we don't have a clear understanding of when that will be. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, sooner rather than later, but you know, all we can do at this point is continue to ask. We ask probably every couple weeks.
Okay. I know it's in good hands, you know, with your help, but
we were asking.
Yes.
The Central Valley Board was asking about similar funding distributions. I think that the hope is very soon. They're trying to get the money cleared by the end of the fiscal year, so June, July. It's the Site Cleanup Subaccount Program, which the acronym, interestingly enough, doesn't match with the words.
That's why I was having trouble.
And that's a relatively new program. That's the SB 445 monies that were given to the as grant money to do these orphan site cleanups. But so because it's a new program, there's a lot of folks in my building who are running around trying to create new grant agreements and contract agreements from scratch. So that's why the whole goes there. We've got our fingers crossed in the Central Valley as well.
Yes. There are a couple of contracts that were awarded, and they're starting to work on them, and those were for the actual dischargers that applied and had already consultants that were working for them, and they're actually implementing the work, which is very exciting, because some of these sites that have gotten the grants had been sitting idle for many, many years. Now they're able to do what needs to be done, because a lot of these volatile organic carbon type of contaminated sites cost a lot of money to clean up just because of the way the contaminant moves through the subsurface. So.
Thank you. Yeah. Mr. Johnston has the question and then Dr. Hunter.
Okay, so I'm looking at table six, drinking water cases, performance, drinking water performance dashboards, which has been a work in progress and which may change again with this agreement. We'll see what it looks like next time. My suggestion is, you know, when it's at this point, it's kind of this one line chart, and at first glance, it looks, it's a little hard to decipher. It's potential cases 200, and I realize that's just Monterey County. Target 7, and then where we are on phase 1, 2, and 3. What I would find useful, and let's see if this is still relevant when we see where we are next meeting, but what I find useful is, you know, I suspect that the 7 that we're targeting are going to be the ones that affect more people, and that if you look at the 200, that some of those are going to be, you know, systems that are 1 and 2 connections. And it would be, I think it would be helpful just in terms of understanding where we are on this huge problem to make that connection somehow, so that there's 200 cases / 3,000 connections, and our target is 7 cases / 400 connections. That just gives a little more perspective to it.
Yeah, and we're raising a great point. And we talked about converting to households or something that's more personalized, meaningful, and reflective of what we're trying to do. Safe drinking water, right? So wellheads isn't a clear indicator of safe drinking water provided. Households is actually a better metric.
Yeah.
We also...
The cases may still be useful, too, because that's very relevant to our staff.
Right, that's how we attack the problem,
right,
is on a case level. But in terms of the metric of what's the goal here, you know, it's on the household level. Another point that was brought up during the briefings was this is entirely an enforcement perspective. Okay, so this is what our enforcement strategy metric looks like. But we also at the same time have a grant strategy in play too that is affecting households by providing safe drinking water to households in Los Lomas, for example. Did I say that right? Los Lomas. Los Lomas.
Los Lomas.
We had this conversation.
Los Lomas.
Yeah.
Los Lomas.
Los Lomas.
Los Lomas.
Los Lomas.
I'll get it wrong. I promise.
Just like Los Lomas.
The hills.
Yeah. Oh, don't start with that.
Yeah.
But shifting to a sort of full organization metric, that replacement water is coming through a variety of avenues here, not just the enforcement strategy, but also the grant strategy.
Yeah.
And this table can capture.
And in fact, some of the discussion we had, the reason I smile is that you're spot on. And I had made myself a note, and I was being a little hard because I wrote, "This is a distorted negative perception," because we do much better work than what is shown here, and internally we may get it, but when this goes to the public, it's like, these folks are not doing anything.
The case number is relevant too.
So we need to take a more holistic approach to this and embed many other aspects associated with safe drinking water, and then it tends to open up a bigger picture and not being strictly enforcement centric in this.
Right. And I think Mr. Johnston alluded to this, but and to tee up our discussion for tomorrow, tease it. The Salinas Basin Agreement should spin this meter too, in that replacement water will come by virtue of that agreement and satisfy this gap to some degree, and we need to be able to capture that as well in this scoreboard that we've got.
Yeah, so it'll probably be more than one line next time.
We'll think it through. Yeah, I don't know what it'll be. Yeah. Thank you.
Thinking positively, the answer is yes.
Sure.
So just a brief follow-up, then do you expect that 7 to be increased by 30?
that's a possibility, you know, if it manifests, if this table manifests this way again, yeah, maybe it's 42 now because of the 35 that are coming out of the year one of the agreement. I mean, that's a possibility. I haven't thought that through all the way, and Angela and I will talk about that.
Yes.
All right, mine is completely unrelated to your report, but I do feel that you're the person to take this to. So recently I was on our website and looking for something else, and it occurred to me as I was looking through different things that I was searching, I saw, you know, right at the on the head banner, there's the three columns with kind of the most frequently, probably most frequently used aspects of our program or things we want people to know about. And I saw reporting a sewage spill. And that made me think about illicit discharges. And I thought, what if I saw an illicit discharge, like coming, rolling down the driveway in a little industrial park, and I see something and it looks greeny and ugly and I wanted to do something about it. If I went on this website, I would not know how to report it. So there's nothing in the top banner, there's nothing in the stormwater program, and nobody would know that the illicit discharge component of stormwater is where we track that problem. And when you go to stormwater, there's some categories still not illicit discharge. And when you search illicit discharge, I can't find it. Now maybe I didn't enter the right keywords, but my point is, I think it should be added, and I don't know how difficult or how often this website is refreshed and things added, new things added, etc. That would be a comment and a suggestion.
While you were talking, I was listening, and I went to our website.
Did you already do it?
No, I went to our website because I wanted to be current with what you were talking about.
Yeah.
On the left, and I have not done this, on the left of our webpage, are you on our webpage?
I am, yeah.
You'll see file an environmental complaint. And that chases through to Cal EPA.
Yes, okay, the green box, yeah. And so that's just the catch-all.
Right. So that is at the highest level of this organization, Cal EPA, the umbrella structure of this organization.
Right.
But ultimately, it would feed back through to the regional board, and Taya gets these when they come through the system by way of Cal EPA. Taya gets these.
It's pretty neat. Click on it.
I am, and I'm looking for please report water waste complaints. That's to conservation. Is this an emergency? Select an image to report a problem, and there's air, water, so if I check on water, what happens? Nothing. Alright.
Slow network.
And slowly. Anyway, I think there are too many steps, quite frank.
Taya, this
yeah.
is a brand new program, and it is supposed to be user-friendly.
Uh-huh.
I'm on almost weekly calls regarding this program.
Uh-huh.
But it allows you to, so you click on the image and it allows you to report any water-related complaint. And you can click on the different agencies, and a lot of agencies will be alerted,
mm-hmm.
and we follow up on them.
I'm clicking on the water image and nothing is happening.
Yeah, click on the water image.
You
have to put the number in the box below.
You have to put your zip code in.
Not so much your zip code, but there's a number there that it tells you to put
the zip code of the city of Marine.
So down below it says, please enter the text displayed into the box to continue. But I don't see where the text is.
Oh, the captcha.
Yeah. Oh, they want me to do that.
You know, sometimes you do the,
like I'm not a robot kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
The robots don't file environmental complaints.
Yet.
Complaint. Okay.
Sorry, reporting a spill.
Yeah.
Yes.
This complaint related.
It looks like it's just
lost.
What's your address?
yeah.
It's your neighbor's driveway.
I'm listening, I'm paying attention, I'm not going to talk to you.
You can do it anonymous too.
Yeah, okay. Well, I still would like to see it on our website, I think this is cool.
Uh-oh, calcomplaintsevasecure.force.com wants to know my location. Lock.
I, you know, they're really promoting, CaliPay is really promoting that this is the only way we file complaints, just
uh-huh.
not to have multiple systems.
Uh-huh.
And,
Doesn't seem bad.
So.
Okay.
Try it, you know, not under pressure, but try it again and see.
Yeah, no, I finally did.
But have your husband report the complaint, because otherwise,
yeah.
if it comes to an ACL.
To recuse himself.
You'll be called as a witness.
Yeah.
If it's ongoing and affecting Water Quality right now, kind of call 911. I say it's not an emergency, but I need to talk to whoever's responsible for stormwater or wastewater.
Right.
And they'll get someone out there.
I've
done that before.
Right. That's interesting. Okay.
Because the board probably won't respond. Well, I don't know. You're in San Luis Obispo County, so they might. They certainly wouldn't to me up in Watsonville.
We'd be all over it.
We'll see you next time. Yeah. Okay, well, I like the additional information I just received, but I would still, and so you're saying we're moving away from the region-specific filing a complaint and going more towards a centralized
We're
system.
Not first responders. We're not going to go right now and go see what the problem is. If it's an issue that's causing a problem right now, you get fish and game, you get first responders out there. We're
you
not
get
that
the sewage
agency.
District that's supposed to stop it
exactly.
and report it to us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it Office of Emergency?
That's
well,
the best
have,
way to
yeah.
report a spill. If you have that phone number in your phone, you just call that number and say, I'll report a spill.
Yeah.
And that they'll send it to every single agency that
that's involved.
Wants to know.
Yeah. yeah.
And then, for example, here, you know, you have Office of Emergency in San Luis Obispo,
mm-hmm.
and it includes all the agencies. Good example was with Refugio spill. You know, they had the Office of Emergency, which basically was a command center.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I can tell you, I've had that question asked of me many times. People who have construction going on in their neighborhood, or you know, water pipe replacement and stuff like that. And I don't have a good answer for them except to say, call your local, call the local city or your CSD, and hopefully they'll know. But that isn't always the case.
The little green box works pretty well.
The what?
The little green box,
yeah. Okay, so that's new. No, it's been there a long time. And I went up and I looked all over the place. I did not notice that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it. Okay. Thank you.
We'll put in a change order to change the box to orange. That should take, what, a year and a half?
It depends if it needs a contract or not.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think it could be more apparent. How do you report a spill? I would file an environmental complaint this time, say, how do you report a spill to me? I guess that's why I didn't even look at that. But in any case,
well,
to
reflect what staff has already said, this is trying to span air, water, you know, all the components of CalEPA.
Right.
So spill would be, you know, that's through our lens,
right.
typically, you know,
right.
the water lens,
right.
but not maybe relevant to a discharge of
Office of Emergency Services says call 911,
mm-hmm.
unless it's toxic materials, whatever that is.
And how would you know? You wouldn't even know. But
call
911? Yeah, you call 911. Okay, that was my one
so
big idea.
Any other input, comments from fellow board members? All right, so this will conclude our Thursday, May 11th, 2017 Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting, and we end the meeting at 4:25. So thank you very much. See you tomorrow at 9 in the morning, same place.